California police agencies should routinely review officers' social media, cell phones, and computers for racist, bigoted, or other offensive content that contributes to disproportionate police stops of black people. That's according to a state advisory board. The controversial recommendation comes from community and law enforcement representatives who analyzed nearly 4 million vehicle and pedestrian stops by California's 15 largest law enforcement agencies in 2019. The Racial and Identity Profiling Advisory Board report was unveiled amid calls to defund police and promises from state lawmakers to renew efforts to strip badges from bad officers, make more police misconduct reports public, and allow community groups to handle mental health and drug calls where police powers may not be needed. In its annual report, the board said people who were perceived as black were more than twice as likely to be stopped as their percentage of the population would suggest. Black people also had the highest proportion of their stops for reasonable suspicion, while the most common reason for stops of people of all races was traffic violations. Black people were searched at 2.5 times the rate of people perceived as white. And the odds were nearly 1.5 times greater that someone perceived as black had force used against them during a traffic stop compared to someone perceived as white. The odds were also higher for people perceived as Latino. Reform efforts have often focused on increasing training to make officers aware of how their implicit or unconscious bias may affect their interactions. Starting this year, a new law also requires agencies to screen job applicants for implicit and explicit biases. The board recommended that agencies review employees' social media posts and routinely check officers' department-issued cell phones and computers to make sure they aren't showing racist or other problematic behavior. The report's data is little changed from a year ago, when stops involving the state's 8 largest agencies were studied for the second half of 2018. That's before the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis and other police killings of primarily black and Latino men that sparked nationwide protests and reform efforts last year. In San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney, KALW News.